KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, dense fog, about 1/10 of a mile or less visibility. There is a dense fog advisory in effect for Cass and some area counties until 9 a.m. That does include Cass, Adair, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Adams, Crawford, Carroll, Madison, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Again, a dense fog advisory for visibility is very low this morning. Be sure and have your headlights on low beam and give yourself plenty of extra distance while you're traveling between your vehicle and the one in front of you. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a Red Oak man was arrested last night on a methamphetamine-related charge. 38-year-old Paul Earl Lemberg II was taken into custody on a Class C felony charge of delivery of methamphetamine. Lemberg was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $50,000 cash-only bond. The National Transportation Safety Board said it will not visit the site of a deadly helicopter crash in Audubon County due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The NTSB said it is taking action to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and is deciding how much on-site investigating needs to be done on a case-by-case basis. The agency decided not to respond to the accident site, but did work with local officials to document the wreckage before it was removed and will continue to gather information remotely. Investigators said they believe the chopper hit a power line at around 4:30 p.m. on March 31st, causing it to crash and kill two people from Minnesota. The victims were identified as the pilot, 30-year-old Ryan Doolittle of Minneapolis, and a passenger, 23-year-old Benjamin Peterson of Marshall, Minnesota, and originally from Des Moines. Peterson was employed by Western Ecosystem Tech to perform an aerial wildlife survey of raptor nests when the crash happened. The Iowa Transportation Commission has approved grants for six projects to help improve roadways for businesses and business development. DOT planner Stuart Anderson said Mills County received funding for roadway improvements into an area located south of Council Bluffs.
So this is a project that extremely important for an area that is supporting an area for existing businesses as well as attracting new ones, particularly an area that was severely impacted by the flood last year.
And he says it will give access to seven lots totaling more than 680 acres for industrial purposes.
The total cost is a little over $5 million. At 50% rate, it's a little over $2.5 million in RISE funding for all of those improvements.
Well, the project is anticipated to be completed by July of 21. Pottawatomie County received half the funding for roadway improvements south of Council Bluffs. That project will provide improved access to 14 lots, totaling more than 28 acres for industrial purposes.
Its total cost is about $1.16 million, 50% would equal $580,000.
The City of Des Moines is receiving $1.4 million to help with roadway improvements to relocate the main Des Moines International Airport commercial terminal entrance. The City of Cedar Rapids is receiving money for two projects for a total of around $1 million. One of the projects provides access to the West Cargo Expansion Project at the Eastern Iowa Airport for airport purposes. The other project provides improved access to more than 25 acres for warehousing and industrial purposes. Waterloo won a grant to improve the roadways in the area of the Lost Island Water Park and the proposed new theme park. The Transportation Commission approved up to $3.2 million in what's called RISE funds for Waterloo, and the city will match that for the various road improvements. The Iowa Transportation Commission yesterday also approved more than $7 million in funding for 73 new public transit vehicles that will replace vehicles that are past their useful life. The funds are granted through the Federal Transit Administration's Grants for Buses and Bus Facilities Formula Program, as well as the Federal Highway Administration's Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality, or CMAQ, program. Vehicle replacement projects, that is, were provided and approved for up to 20 public transit systems. Here in Southwest and Western Iowa, Region 12, based in Carroll, received $425,252 for bus or minivan video surveillance systems and vehicles. Region 13, based in Atlantic, received $79,405 toward the $93,418 cost of a light-duty bus. The local share is $14,013. And Region 14, based in Creston, received more than $427,000 for minivan or light-duty buses and related surveillance systems. Council Bluffs received $1,037,981 in grants from the Bus and Bus Facilities Formula Program. While Adair and Guthrie County, the COVID website only shows one confirmed case of COVID-19 in Guthrie County, Public Health Director Jotham Arbor on Tuesday reportedly told the Guthrie County Board of Supervisors that there are now four COVID-19 cases that have produced a positive test result so far. Number of case positives are expected to rise in the next couple of weeks, according to Arbor. Health officials have said it's important for Guthrie County residents to assume the virus is everywhere, and residents should stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing if you must be out and about. Also, officials with Pottawatomie County Public Health yesterday reported another positive COVID-19 case in the county. A Council Bluffs man between the ages of 41 and 60 tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the number of cases in Pottawatomie County to 14. The patient was tested April 6th and is currently self-isolating at home. Pottawatomie County Public Health said the man does not have any pre-existing medical conditions, has not traveled out of state, and did not have contact with an existing case. Previously, we told you there was also one fatality associated with COVID-19 in Pottawatomie County. Health officials are conducting a contract tracing investigation and are in touch with the Iowa Department of Public Health. In our funeral announcements, Deborah Ann Drummond Robinson, age 64, of rural Winterset, died March 29th. An open visitation for Deborah Robinson is today from noon until 7 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, with CDC guidelines in effect. Dwayne Knopp, age 98, of Atlantic and formerly of Omaha, died April 9th at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Graveside services for Dwayne Knopp will be Friday at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Melvin Ray Durst, age 92, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at his home. Private family graveside services are planned for Melvin Durst. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Wanda Marie Osborne, age 99, a lifelong resident of Dexter, died Sunday. Private graveside services for Wanda Osborne will be held in the Dexter Cemetery, with a cemetery of life later. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Larry Leon Olson, age 79, of Oakland, a native of Hancock, died Saturday. A memorial service for Larry Olson will be held at a later date. Reconvened Funeral Home is assisting the family. And Dr. Kerry Sauser, age 72, of Atlantic, died April 6th in Texas. A massive Christian burial for Dr. Kerry Sauser will be held at a later date at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your Blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.